Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
You know what's kind of cool? This time last year, Joe Flacco didn't have a job. Now Joe Flacco has a job. So as much as Cleveland fans, and we talked about you all on our last show, when you were disappointed, those of you who are disappointed that Joe Flacco is not returning as the backup quarterback to Deshaun Watson, you can be happy for him because Joe has a job. That should be the name of the show. Joe has a job. Why not? After hours, it's kind of old, stale. Let's get creative. Could you imagine Joe has a job with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio? Oh, dear. That's a mess. I'm a mess. But that's all right. You aren't going to believe what happened to me this afternoon. Oh, my gosh. Not in 11-plus years has this happened. I'll explain coming up. It is After Hours, not Joe Has a Job, though Joe does have a job here on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. It's good to connect with so many of you. And over the last 48 hours, a bunch of you have written to me to share your own dog stories or pet stories. And I am encouraged. Right now, it hurts like hell. I'll just be honest. I cry walking through the dog food section of the grocery store. I cry at random times when I'm walking by or running by or driving by places that I would spend time with Penny. So it's really hard right now, even though it's been a couple weeks already. But knowing that I'm not alone because so many of you have your own stories about pets that you still miss. Oh, gosh. That part is maybe a little less encouraging because some of you say it's been 15 years and I still miss my But I suppose it's true because pets are family, especially the ones that we have for a long time that we really get attached to. And we miss our family members forever. At least I do. I've got my maternal grandmother and my maternal grandfather who passed away decades ago, and I still miss them tremendously. It's not the same acute grief that it was, or maybe that it still is when it comes to Penny, but I still miss them, no doubt, and think about them all the time, talk about them with my mom. So I do agree that the cost or the price, not the cost, but the price of great love is great grief. And I had a great love for my sweet dog. And it took me a couple of weeks to share it publicly, but so many of you have read my blog post and checked out my personal photos, some of my favorites of Penny that I'm not sure I've ever shared before publicly. And so thank you. The link is on my Twitter or on our Facebook page. And it's been real sweet to see some of your notes and also your photos of the pets maybe that you just lost or that you still think about, even though it's been a while. So thank you. It definitely helps to know I'm not alone. It helps to know that Penny's not alone. She's with so many of your favorites that you've lost in the past as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I did go back and respond to a bunch of your questions. Ask Amy anything. So thank you for that. It's always funny to see some of your questions. And I think it's funny because some of the questions are the same every single week. Every single week. It doesn't matter how many times we answer these particular questions. They're the same every single week. And then other questions we've literally never seen before. And to that end, even though I went and answered a few of your questions on both Facebook and Twitter, I had strict instructions from producer Jay not to answer any questions about married life. Why? Well, because Jay and I promised you a new video edition of Ask Amy Anything. And I suppose now we should call this a new episode of what's become a series. Had no idea it would be so intriguing to you, but it'll be available on our YouTube channel before long. Ask Amy Walked Down the Aisle. Boy, you all are curious. But this is kind of fun, though. Jay and I recorded the video, and so it's done. Still have to worry about the editing. Not me, him, because he's the best. We did record the video on Wednesday afternoon, but it was a little odd because Bob was in the house. It's not that I ever say anything that my husband can't hear, obviously, because if I'm saying it on the radio and you can hear it, that means he can hear it. And I don't have any secrets from him. Well, I might have some secrets that are for him that I can't talk about, but I don't have any secrets from him. That's been our goal, is to be open and honest about anything. So the fact that I was recording Ask Amy Anything and talking about him while he was in the house shouldn't be any big deal. And yet it was strange. But do you want to know how interesting it was? He took the dog, because his dog is a bit of a spaz, and I was worried about her jumping up and interrupting the video or eating cat food when I wasn't looking, because that's her favorite thing. That and cat litter box. She loves the cat litter box too. Oh dear. Anyway, so he takes Daisy and he goes upstairs, and I guess he shut the door. But somehow, when we were done, I got upstairs, he had managed to fall asleep. So he had two pillows over his head, but he had managed to fall asleep.
Pillows are really working.
Actually, these are my pillows. So either I was really loud and it took two pillows for him to fall asleep, or he was blocking out the light because it was still fairly light out. I guess that's encouraging that he can fall asleep with me doing the show from home. But let's hope it doesn't come to that. Yeah, it was kind of funny. That's how interesting the video was to him. He fell asleep.
It was a great bit. He just didn't want to spoil it because he was so into it. He's like, oh, I got to don't want to spoil this. So
do
I'm going to fall asleep.
Do you know who likes these videos more than Bob? His mom does. And his family does. They think it's hysterical for me to talk about him on videos.
Well, they got another one coming.
That's true. Ask Amy Walked Down the Aisle is part four, ep four of our series. We had no idea it would be so popular, but if you haven't yet found our YouTube channel, good time to do it. Producer Jay tells me he'll have this video available by what, Friday morning? Or is that too quick?
No, I think that's possible. Yeah.
Possible. It's possible. The problem is once Jay gets to Friday, he shuts down, which is great. I'm glad he does. He's often uncommunicative, which is also fine. He doesn't need to be in touch with me over the weekend. But then the other thing that happens is he falls asleep at these odd hours.
Yes.
And he eats the same meals every Friday and then falls asleep on the couch at odd hours only to wake up in the middle of the night and go back to bed until like the middle of the day Saturday or something. Anyway, we are not awake at the same times on the weekends.
It's become a routine for me. Pass out on the couch around 10 p.m. Eastern, wake up in the middle of the night, stay up. Yeah. Can't really help it at this point.
Okay. So in other words, we don't really operate on the same plane on the weekends, which means if it's not posted by Friday morning, then it may be a while.
It'll be up by Friday morning.
All right. So Jay tells me we'll get it all done. Got to look at it and make sure there's nothing hanging out of my nose. But we'll get it done by Friday and have it available for you just in time for selection show this weekend. We came up with a fun poll question we thought we would present to you on this edition of After Hours. What is the greater attraction on Sunday? Is it the NCAA selection shows or March Madness selection shows? Or is it green beer on St. Paddy's Day? Well, it doesn't have to be the green beer. How about just the lure of St. Patrick's Day? Whether it's corned beef and hash, whether it's bangers and mash. I do love bangers and mash. I had no idea a banger was a sausage, but it was really good. I had some a couple weekends ago. I'm much bigger on the Dublin pie. I'm all about shepherd's pie. It's my favorite. Well, it's my second favorite Irish food. When I was in Ireland, the first meal I had, leek and potato soup, at a pub in Shannon. It was the most delicious soup I'd ever had in my life. It was amazing. And so as much as I do love shepherd's pie, the authentic Irish Dublin pie, if you're offering me any Irish food, it's not going to be corned beef and hash. It's not going to be bangers and mash. I do like how that sounds, though. It's going to be leek and potato soup. Jay, do you know what a leek is?
I've heard it. I definitely know the word, but
it's a type of onion. It's like an onion.
Okay.
That type of thing.
I heard that on Jeopardy last night, actually.
What?
Yeah, it was a question. So
nice.
That's how I heard that.
You and my Grammy Helen love Jeopardy?
Love it. Every night.
Really?
Every night.
How often do you have a category that you know cold?
Pretty good. I'm a pretty good player.
Are you?
I'm a pretty good trivia player. We should go sometime.
To trivia?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
It'd be fun.
Me, you, and Bob?
Let's do it.
We can't leave Bob behind.
If Bob's all invited, of course.
I don't want him to feel left out.
He's in. It was already a given.
Okay. You guys had fun at the Bellagio breakfast brunch that we did.
We did. We bonded.
You did. So, and actually he said to me, I'm so thankful that's what you got Jay for his birthday because I got to come along. Yes, yeah. You're right. I fed you too. Welcome to Vegas. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So yes, we'll have a brand new YouTube video up by the weekend. And we've got the poll that we want to, we really do want to gauge your interest. We want to throw it out there for you because I'm genuinely curious. What's the bigger draw this Sunday? Selection show or St. Patrick's Day food and drink? Are you going to wear green? Don't wear a button that says, kiss me, I'm Irish. Actually, that might be against HR regulations now. I think that's politically incorrect.
It's pushing it.
You could get canceled for wearing a button that says, kiss me, I'm Irish.
Especially if you're not Irish. Oh, no.
That's right. That could be offensive to so many people. Oh, my gosh. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. Okay, let's be serious. I don't really want to, though. Baker Mayfield introduced in Tampa, and it is a love fest. I am really happy for him. I didn't used to be happy for him. He used to annoy the crap out of me. But I like this Baker Mayfield and the fact that he's going to be a father. I think it's next month. Their first baby is due in April. He and his wife, Emily. And she was there with him after he signs his free agent deal with the Buccaneers. So he was introduced and gave some, I think, wise and sage advice to players like Justin Fields who are going through this uncertain stage in their professional careers. If anyone could speak to it, it would be Baker. and his experience not unique necessarily. Jimmy Garoppolo is kind of in the same place, although I think with Jimmy, the situation's different because he's had multiple opportunities, and whether it's injuries or whether it's just the wrong fit with coaches, now the suspension, I don't know. It feels like the shine has gone off Jimmy, at least for now. I'm not saying he won't get another job, but he doesn't have one at this point. He and Hunter Renfrow and a couple of other players officially released by the Raiders on Wednesday. Baker has made the most of his fresh start. Carolina was never going to work out anyway because it's not working out for any quarterbacks right now. The LA revival, if you will, he got rave reviews for that. And because the Bucs needed to fill the seat and the shoes left by Tom Brady, and they liked what they saw in Baker Mayfield, and according to GM Jason Light, this goes back to when Baker was coming out from Oklahoma, Heisman Trophy winner, in the draft. So they'd had their eyes on him for a while. But to hear them talk about him now, they are thrilled to have him as their QB. And he just sounds smarter, wiser, calmer, more mature. Valuable leadership. Now, when I say calmer, that doesn't apply to him headbutting offensive linemen without a helmet. I feel like that's also something that these days should be frowned upon in the age of concussion protocols.
You'd think, right? Immediately to the blue tent.
Right. Could you imagine the headline? Baker sent to blue tent for headbutting
before
offensive lineman.
Starts. Out with concussion pregame.
Protocol pregame. Kirk Cousins introduced in Atlanta, and actually he may have stepped in it. He talks about how his camp had contact with the head athletic trainer at the Falcons while he was still on the Vikings roster. Ruh-roh, that's not good. Jerry Jeudy introduced by the Cleveland Browns. If you missed my conversation with Daryl Ryder from our Cleveland affiliate, 92.3 The Fan, he had some, I would say, some interesting reaction to Jerry Jeudy, but did call that the most important or most impressive signing the Browns have made so far in free agency. We see the Titans make a major splash. Maybe they were saving the best for last. Maybe that was their strategy. But we will head to Nashville coming up in 45 minutes after the Titans sign Calvin Ridley. Immediately, the question is what? Jay, you and I were talking about Calvin's four-year, $50 million guaranteed, $92 million contract, and your first reaction was what?
Well, I didn't think of that to A.J. Brown.
Well, I will ask Rhett Bryan when he joins us in 45 minutes. DeAndre Hopkins still on that roster. Treylon Burks still on that roster. Will Levis expected to be their starter going into year number two. But guess what? They bring Mason Rudolph to town. How about that? I'd be really interested to know the reaction for Steelers fans, because ever since the Russell Wilson signing, or the Russell Wilson deal, so many Steelers fans, not all of you, of course, but so many of you were still hoping that Mason Rudolph would re-sign there. I didn't think it was a possibility once Russell Wilson got the deal. Why would Mason want to go back there? I mean, theoretically, they're still trying to figure out if Kenny Pickett can be a viable quarterback, and so he would be their number two guy. I didn't think that Mason would want to go back there just so he could keep the seat warm at number three again. I would think he'd want to play off what happened at the end of the season with the Steelers and helping to lead them to the playoffs, and he does. He will head to Nashville, and he'll compete. I mean, I use my air quotations. He'll compete with Malik Willis. for that backup job. But if you can't beat out Malik Willis, then I'm not sure that you should be in the NFL. And that's not meant to be a knock, only that Malik, not starting material unless something drastically changes. Mason is. Mason could be. Looking forward to a deep dive on the Titans at the top of next hour. Mike Tyson gives us a peek behind closed doors, his training video before the Jake Paul fight. Oh, and it includes him speaking directly into the camera.
I want to eat his children.
That's not what he said. But it's Mike Tyson, to be sure. So there's plenty. The Players' Championship begins. Starting on Thursday, Rory McIlroy, he's still not joining LIV. In case you were wondering, could that be the bombshell of all bombshells? What would be crazier? Him joining LIV.
Trying to think of running for vice president?
That's not happening. I truly believe that was RFK Jr. camp ploy. Think how many people talked about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his independent presidential campaign.
I hadn't thought about him at all until yesterday.
And the other person that he's thinking of asking is a pro wrestler.
Jesse Ventura, I believe his name is.
Former pro. But Jesse Ventura was also governor of Minnesota, if I remember correctly.
Not sure.
Yeah. I think he's been into politics. Huh. Let's see. Saquon Barkley to the Eagles. Rory McIlroy to LIV.
One unfortunately has happened.
Right. This is fun. We're looking forward to it. Just getting started. We're asking you the greater attraction on this Sunday. The NCAA Tournament Selection Show or St. Patrick's Day Food and Drink. Producer Jay put the poll up on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Or on our Facebook page. And thanks again for all your kind reaction to my blog post and my story, my penny story, I'm going to call it. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
From the 44-yard line, Mayfield throws a ball to the right side. Caught ball. And a broken tackle by four to the 40, to the 35, 30. David, it's Trey Palmer. Palmer to the 5. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Touchdown, Buccaneers. Fire the cannons.
Baker did a great job coming in. You know, he eats with the defensive guys, the offensive guys. He really does a great job of blending everybody together without actually saying it. And I think that's very tough to do. But his personality on the field, we know he's tough and he's got moxie and all those things, but I don't think people give him enough credit for being a true quarterback.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was quite the odyssey for Baker Mayfield. Brought him to Tampa and now keeps him there on a brand new contract. And I'm happy for him. And hearing him talk now, there's no ego associated with it anymore. It's not all about Baker. Definitely a humbling experience, one that he's willing to talk about the last couple years that left him in no man's land. And even in Tampa, not knowing if he would get another contract offer, having to play his way into the next phase of his career. But he started all 17 games with the Buccaneers. They had a 9-8 record. They won the division, also won a playoff game. He finished up with what was his highest completion percentage since he got into the NFL. And that goes back to 18 when he was drafted and eventually started for the Cleveland Browns. Most yards passing in a season, over 4,000 for the first time in his career. 28 touchdowns, the most since he got into the league, including his rookie season when he set the record for most touchdown passes by a rookie quarterback. 10 interceptions. And then you throw in his passer rating, and it's second highest in his career. Nearly 95. Good for him. Comeback player of the year, top three in the NFL. Gene Deckerhoff with a call on Bucks Radio, and then Todd Bowles raving about Baker. And apparently, that's what Todd Bowles has been doing behind the scenes for quite a while, according to the general manager, Jason Light.
A year ago at the Combine, starting around the Combine, Todd was hitting me up with a text, a call, or come down to my office at least twice a day asking me, when are we getting baked? I said, well, there's some rules here. we'll do the best we can. He had a lot of confidence in him. He developed a relationship with him when he was with the Jets in the 2018 draft. We had Baker as our number one quarterback in that draft on our rankings. And, you know, so we had a lot of confidence in him. But nobody had more confidence than Baker.
Well, that's true. But it's expressed in a different way now. Baker doesn't sound entitled. He doesn't come across as super cocky, though maybe he is. But it's not expressed in the same way. He's definitely confident. But yeah, it's tough when you have to face your failures. You fall flat on your face. You recognize, man, this could all be gone unless I work my way back in and back up. And so as you can imagine, this is not just a relief, but there's great joy for he and his wife, Emily.
A weight lifted off of our shoulders from the traveling journey that we've been on the last couple of years. For us, knowing how much we truly loved being here. And throughout the whole process, we thought we were going to call this place home in the off season, regardless. That's how much we fell in love with the community, the city overall. Just knowing that we can settle in and truly make a difference, whether it's with the organization and throughout the community, that we can truly be rooted and kind of a boots on the ground mentality to make a difference and see that through. It's a special feeling.
He also spoke to the NFL Network after his introductory press conference, and yeah, they talked about him failing in Cleveland, which is a weird way to put it because it was the Browns' decision to part ways with him. They wanted Deshaun Watson. They determined that they would sell the farm, bet the farm on Deshaun Watson if they had to, and that meant getting rid of Baker Mayfield. But how did that experience, in which he essentially got the boot, Das Boot, unceremoniously, help him to grow as not just a quarterback, but as a person?
When you're drafted that high, you're coming into a situation that isn't exactly ideal to try and immediately win. So for me, just trying to weather the storm and trying to be the best version of myself. And I learned a lot throughout that process. Did I do it the exact way it should have been done? No, but I used those lessons to learn from it. And obviously got to Carolina and thought that was going to be the reset button on my career. It wasn't what God had intended for me. Got to go out to LA on a little 5-game season and try and make the most of that and find the happiness in football again. The true pure joy that I had from my younger college days and where I was having a lot of success.
I think that's really neat how pivotal those couple months in LA turned out to be. Remember, he showed up, 2-3 days before they had a Monday night football game? This was when Matthew Stafford got hurt, right? And they needed a quarterback who could play for them for just a few weeks. It wasn't even as though it was a long-term solution. And he'd been cut by the Panthers. Rams jumped on that opportunity. He starts on a Monday night. They fall into a big hole. He leads them back with a pair of four.
See you guys on Monday. Baker Mayfield.
Jay cut me off. He didn't even want me to finish telling the story. He leads them back with a pair of fourth quarter touchdown passes, and it is one of Jay's favorite NFL scenes of all time.
Oh, man, that's the way to fight.
Seriously?
Hey,
okay, I'm just.
I'm happy to be home, man.
I don't even need to be here.
Rams on three. One, two, three. Rams.
J Jay doesn't care what I have to say. He would just like you to hear from Baker Mayfield. Actually, Liam Cohen, who's the offensive coordinator, he was with the Rams when that happened, and he still thinks about how Baker infused some life into their locker room.
I was talking to Sean McVay this weekend about when we're getting this thing done, and he had said, man, you know, Baker made football fun again for us at a time where in an organization that we had struggled and we weren't used to struggle. And Baker came in and lit a fire under all of us. And he made football fun for us all. He made practice fun. He made practice competitive. So there's a huge familiarity there that we just, you can't underestimate that.
It's because he headbutts offensive linemen without his helmet. I know that's the reason. Mike is listening in Myrtle Beach. Mike, what do you think about Baker?
Amy, you sound so strong tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm happy for Baker Mayfield. I wasn't happy to see him beat my Eagles bat last year, but, you know, if somebody was going to win, the team that played the better, which was the Southern Union defense and that offense, I loved it. I'm real happy for the guy.
Yeah, me too. And it's easy to be happy for him now because he carries himself in a much more professional, mature way. But also, I think a case of humble pie or a healthy dose of humble pie is not bad for anyone. And he ate his, he scarfed it down, and he embraced what he could learn from it, which is not the case for everyone.
Well, I'm not a fan, but Odell Beckham, does he have a team? Is he going to land on a team? He's a head case, and I hope he stays out of the NFL.
No, he's in the NFL. Isn't he still with the Ravens?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He got cut?
He's going to be cut post June
1st. Big car show. I'm going to go up to D.C. and see the ACC Championship game, and I'm going to keep listening every night.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Mike.
You bet.
So currently, I guess I hadn't heard this, currently he's still on the Ravens roster?
Well, yeah, but I mean, the restructure of the contract, he's going to be cut post-June 1st. So same day that Michael Thomas, Russell Wilson, a lot of guys, to spread out some of the dead cap hit, but he's going to be gone. The Ravens have released him.
Hmm. Interesting.
So it lasted just 1 year.
Right.
This seemed to be more of a financial move because they needed to free up some money to do some of the other stuff they wanted to do.
It seemed like they liked him in Baltimore.
He had a decent season. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if it was the money, and he's the – that's the thing. Like, you're also measured against who you are. Is he Odell Beckham Jr. of 5 years ago? No, he's not. He's 31-year-old, coming off a couple of ACL tears.
Hey,
he's still
he
good.
Crushed it in Los Angeles.
He's still good, and he had another ACL tear after that. So it's just the idea that do you allocate that money there? They saw it in different areas. They have to redo their entire offensive line because they've gotten rid of a couple of players there. They brought in Derrick Henry. You can't pay everyone. You got to figure it out. And they've decided that they're going to use that money in different areas.
Speaking of Derrick Henry, no longer in Tennessee, but now in Baltimore, as Marco points out. But Tennessee brings in Tony Pollard. So that's interesting swap. We'll ask the question of Rhett Bryan from Tennessee Titans Game Day Radio when he joins us after the top of the hour. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, we've got a new poll up. Marco, what's the bigger attraction on this Sunday, NCAA tournament selection shows, or the food and drink and the green that come along with St. Patrick's Day?
I'm going to go with the selection show.
Are you?
I'm not a big drinker, so that doesn't do it for me.
So right, but there's the food.
Yeah, not a big corned beef and cabbage kind of guy. So
what about shepherd's pie, the Dublin pie? That's my favorite.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Pass. I'm going to pass.
Well, I love Irish food, especially Irish soda bread, which I'd like to try to make. A listener posted a recipe for Irish soda bread on our Facebook page, and I may try it. But the thing is, you don't want to go to an Irish restaurant on St. Patrick's Day. It's a little bit like trying to go to a Mexican place on Cinco de Mayo. Just it's unless you want to stand outside or be with humongous crowds.
Or go anywhere on Valentine's Day, yes.
Oh. wasn't it in the middle of the week, though, this year?
I don't know. Whenever you got to make a reservation for that, you might as well pick a couple of days before, a couple of days after.
Right. That sounds cheaper, actually. So take our poll. I voted for St. Patty's Day only because I do like the food and because the selection show comes around every year. This time, actually, if we could put a third option there, but nobody would vote for it except for me, I am also celebrating my 3-month anniversary. So, you know, It's just that the poor Hubs, basketball has to take a front seat. Maybe it's because the NCAA selection show is work. I do like it, but it's work.
Yeah, but you could. You don't have to watch the selection show to know what's going on.
Ooh, I do. When I do a show
you
right
don't
after.
Have to.
And we have about five interviews lined up right after. Yeah, we do. No, we do. There's no way to make it up. Once we have, I have to watch it then because we start doing interviews right after.
Okay. Well, the interview's right now. I was going to say, you could see the bracket. You could make it up. I mean, you got some time, but I didn't realize the interviews come right after
the
show. Okay.
We line them up, and that way we can have them ready for the show that night. Actually, we have a really, really cool announcement to make. Maybe at the top of the hour we'll do it, or actually we have our guest at the top of the hour, but sometime next hour we have a guest that even impressed my mom when I told her about it. So producer Jay's doing work and getting us ready for Selection Sunday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Reggie has it up the right sideline, hands it off over to Aaron Gordon. Gordon, bounce pass inside the arc over to Nikola Jokic. Back on the right side is Porter. Porter against Hawkins, takes a long two. Jumper's good. 87-80. Denver leads it by seven. Reggie has it, bottom part of the midcourt circle. He goes to the left-hand step-back three. Good! Big bucket there. Spoelstra calls an immediate timeout. Denver leads it by 10. 3:38 left to go in the game. Murray has it left side over to Porter for three. Ball game! Michael Porter Jr. just buries the Miami Heat. Denver's up by 14 with 70 seconds to go. And this thing is over!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Jason Kosmicki on Denver Nuggets Radio. The defending champion seeing a familiar foe, though it wasn't a long series against the Miami Heat in last summer's NBA Finals, but they know the Heat well. And typical of the Miami Heat, they're languishing just above the cut line in the Eastern Conference. But the Nuggets, they are finding their gear. I think it's really apparent since the All-Star break. You have seen them play concentrated, focused, determined championship basketball. And with this win over the Heat in Miami on Wednesday night, they are now sitting in first place in the West. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, to be on the road against a team that has got the tenacity and the veteran leadership, not to mention the talent that the Heat do, this is a good gauge for Mike Malone and the Nuggets.
To start the road trip off, not only with the win, but holding them to 88 points. I think it's 42 from the field, only 23 from the three-point line. That was just a tremendous defensive effort for four quarters, and a good way to start a very important road trip for us.
Does this feel all too familiar to the Heat?
I wouldn't say frustrating. I would just say you just got to look and film and figure it out. You know, obviously, you know, part of the game you want to win. You know, you hold guys under their averages, and we still get wins. So for us, it's watching film and figuring out how we can be better.
That's Bam Adebayo, who is part of the starting lineup, of course, from Miami, had a double-double, and he does refer to them holding Nikola Jokic in check. In his 38 minutes, only 12 points. But I think even more impressively, he did not have double-figure assists. It's crazy that he has raised the bar so high that now when he doesn't have a triple-double, he did have a double-double, but not with assists. When he doesn't have 10 assists, I'm surprised. Four turnovers as well. So the defense for the Heat bothered him. Seriously, 38 minutes, he only takes eight shots. That's a big deal. And so, yeah, the Heat had a defensive game plan that kept him in check.
Not just not me, but they are a really good defensive team. You know, everything what they do, they're playing extremely hard, you know, cutting defense, offense, you know, everything what they do, it's really aggressive in a way of force, and that's what they make them a special team, you know. And I'm just glad that we won the game.
They do not shoot well from beyond the arc, and they're not a team that takes a bazillion triples. Neither is Miami, at least on this night. So the threes weren't actually a huge factor in this one. But they did get 25 from Michael Porter Jr. And Jokic did have a dozen points and 14 rebounds. Again, not often that Jokic has more rebounds than points or that he doesn't get to the double figure assist line. But still a win is a win is a win is a win for the defending champions. They've got 46 victories now, which puts them first place in the West, though still behind the pace being set by the Celtics in the East, who've won another 8 of their last 10 games, and their lead in the East is now 9.5 over Cleveland and Milwaukee. Wowzers. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You've got the Golden State Warriors that are treading water until they can get to Friday, which is when Steph Curry is supposed to return to practice. Big win for the Dallas Mavericks, though, because the West is so competitive. Dallas is sitting in the 8th spot, actually, now 3.5 games ahead of the Warriors, but just a couple ticks above the Lakers. And so for the Mavericks to have this victory against Golden State, catching the Warriors at the right time, it's huge. Kyrie Irving, 23 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds.
We play well on the defensive end, and I think from the tip of the basketball in the beginning of the game, physicality. That was a big difference tonight, and we knew that they were kind of struggling for the past two games. Even though they've won a few, it's been tough games for them, and we just wanted to make it tough for them again tonight.
Yeah, this couldn't come at the worst possible time. Well, I guess the playoffs would be the worst possible time, but this couldn't come at a tougher time for the Warriors as they were attempting to climb out of that 7-10 tournament in the West, and again, super competitive. And, they had a really nice stretch where they were winning a lot more than they were losing. Trying to go back now, it seems like since Valentine's Day, so mid-February, they'd gone on a really good kick where they had won 6 of 7, and then they'd won 7 of 9. But without Steph Curry, it's a whole different animal. And they even lost at home to the San Antonio Spurs. Now, they did a home-and-home and beat the Spurs in Texas, but they lost by double figures to the Spurs last weekend. They've now dropped 4 of 6, and so they faded back to the 10 spot. And you wonder, Steve Kerr, are you paying attention to the standings?
We look at them every day, obviously, but there's nothing we can do about that. But, the season, it really is a marathon. And at any point in the season, you rattle off 10 wins in a row, then, that matters. Whether it's in the beginning or the end, it doesn't matter. And I still have no doubt that this team can get on a great run and make a good push.
That's true, but it's been a lot of transition for them. Also, not having Draymond Green at times, right? So Warriors are in the 10 spot, and they still have a 4-game cushion on the Houston Rockets, and there is some potential for them to move up. They're only 4 games out of that 6th spot, which would keep them out of the play-in tournament, but at this point, it's maybe a tall order for them till they get stepped back. Titans next. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but 2 decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring?
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.